It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. The authors of the book Zoom, The Global Race to Fuel the Car of the Future, gave us a peek at the latest auto technology last week and how it might cut our dependence on oil. But at least one listener was not convinced. Electric cars are not clean cars, wrote Chris Heppner from Kansas. Energy is required to create the electricity. Biofuels are not the answer either, as we could never grow enough corn, switchgrass, etc., to replace more than 10% to 20% of current oil imports. Hydrogen is not feasible on a large scale if the hydrogen must be created from natural gas, which, like oil, is in decline. There is no good alternative to cheap oil, and we need to quit trying to figure out how to keep our cars and figure out how to live without them. These days, many people can't live without social networking. We talked about some of the ways you use sites like MySpace and Facebook to stay in touch with friends. Kate, a high school teacher in Portland, Oregon, emailed to tell us she logs on for a different reason. I use MySpace to spy on my students. They talk about things that happen in class and in the school. Often, they will talk about you. I never used it against them, but I would find out about everything that was happening behind the scenes that I would never find out otherwise. It helped me deal with them in a different way to know what was going on, but I could see some people using it against students. The gospel song Take My Hand, Precious Lord turned 75 last month, and like much of traditional gospel, it's in danger of disappearing. We talked with Robert Darden about why so few people seem to value this music and his efforts to save these songs. Kamala Burton emailed us from Missouri. Many mainstream singers, such as Toni Braxton and Whitney Houston, have their roots in black gospel, but rarely celebrate the songs they were raised on. It is possible that we could preserve the old traditional songs if we celebrated them. If music trends brought them back, I think it could become a strong cultural influence once again. And finally, many of you wrote in about our conversation last week with psychiatrist Richard Bayer. He's the author of the book Switching Time, A Doctor's Harrowing Story of Treating a Woman with 17 Personalities. We weren't able to speak with his patient because of concerns over her privacy. He gives her a pseudonym in the book. But in our research before the show, we came across a project called I Just Am Who We Are. It's a powerful, sometimes painful description of Beth Halfling's life with multiple personalities that came about after childhood abuse, and it's told in her own words. A warning, some listeners may find some of the language objectionable.
Jake, Kim, Courtney, Little Bits, Susie, Charlie, Kelly, Samuel, Mercy.
My name's Mickey.
Phil.
I make sure
Beth,
nobody
Kathleen,
gets hurt.
Catherine.
I take care
Michelle,
of the older ones.
Mary Beth.
Beth's always Robert, getting herself in trouble
Michelle.
With her mouth. Always talking off.
Hello.
And everything.
I'm going to sing you a song that Stephanie wrote. It's a good song, but it's kind of gross and sad, but I'll sing it to you. One, two, he comes into my room. Three, four, didn't even close my door.
She's a fraud.
Five, six,
sympathy getter, that's what she wants. Attention. She wouldn't be doing all this if she didn't want attention.
I'd go away, but I don't know how.
He screams is what he does. So he, she, it, I don't know. What to do.
No more. Five, six,
I can't quit laughing.
He screams a lot inside.
Hey. That's what I'm talking about. You listening? You don't have
really
no goddamn disorder.
I'm not gonna cry like a baby this time, okay? I won't. I promise I won't.
I
tried so hard.
You messed up. You hear?
From my bed before it's
it sounds louder on the inside.
No way I can win. One, two. Nothing else to do. Three, four, I have to exit through my door. Five, six, I'll find it inside my head so sick. Seven, eight, I learned how to escape. Nine, ten, into my own land of pretend.
Just some of the personalities that Beth Halfling introduced us to in a piece that aired in 1994 called I Just Am Who We Are. It was the work of Dan Gediman, a radio producer and a friend of Beth's. The audio is also available online at npr.org/blogofthenation. As always, if you want to reach us with comments, questions, or corrections, the best way is by email. That address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.